This is PolitiFact Florida. I am Steve Newborn. The south side of St. Petersburg, rechristened as Midtown to remove what had become a bit of a stigma from that name, is a predominantly African-American area with a high rate of poverty. The area hasn't changed that much, but since Mayor Rick Kreisman is campaigning for re-election, he's appealing to the electorate with a claim that the poverty rate is falling. So much, in fact, that it's dropping faster than the national average, the state average, Pinellas County, Tampa, and Jacksonville. Let's get the lowdown on that with Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Amy.
Hi there.
So his honor statement relies on some data that might be a little shaky, right?
Absolutely. The main problem here is there isn't data for the actual claim that Mayor Kreisman is making. We rated this mostly false. He sort of extrapolates from some numbers that don't represent the South Side to make a point about poverty in the South Side. Let me break that down for you. Mm-hmm. He pinpoints the poverty rate for the African-American population in the entire city of St. Petersburg over 2 years. Well, the problem there is we're talking about the South Side, and the population there is greater than African Americans. That's just one segment of the population. Mm-hmm. And the other point being that the entire city of St. Petersburg isn't the South Side. So right off the bat, he's not using an apples-to-apples statistic. But not only that, the data itself is really shaky. The data that he's looking at definitely shows a drop over a year's time in the poverty rate. Between 2014 and 2015, the black poverty rate in St. Petersburg decreased by 8.5 percentage points. And that sounds good for his numbers, but when you dig down into the data, there's a really high margin of error, something like 25 points, which is just dramatic for this kind of data.
Since this is in the margin of error, we don't even know if there's really been a reduction in the poverty rate. It might have even gone up slightly.
Exactly. It'd be nice if there were some better statistics to show it, because there have been a lot of efforts the city has made to address the poverty rate. It's part of this 2020 plan Kreisman has been involved in to reduce poverty in that portion of St. Petersburg by 30%. It'd be nice if there were good stats to show the progress.
All right, moving on. Congressman Gus Bilirakis, also of Pinellas County, recently made a claim about the Paris Climate Agreement, which President Trump is moving to withdraw from. Bilirakis cited a study that shows if the U.S. does not withdraw from the agreement, it would mean the loss of 2.7 million jobs nationally by 2025. I mean, that's a lot of jobs. Is he anywhere near the mark on this one?
That's a pretty good talking point, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, we rated this false. The congressman is referencing a study from the National Economics Research Association, and even those people say that their study was never meant to be a cost-benefit analysis on the Paris deal. That wasn't even what they were trying to do.
And we should say both of those groups have been pretty vocally opposed to the Paris Climate Agreement to begin with.
Absolutely. On top of that, the study is looking at the potential impact of hypothetical U.S. regulatory action. Did you hear those two words? Potential and hypothetical.
Yes.
Basically
words.
Non-existent at the moment. It was not meant to be binding.
And there's no way of knowing how businesses would react to this, how they would adapt in the future, and any kind of new jobs that might be created out of all this from clean energy technology, right?
Exactly. It's not accounting for investment or technology, or if your economy was going to change to get some environmental goals, you would have to innovate. And the study doesn't account for any opportunity.
All right. Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for clearing a path through the haze of these claims.
You're so welcome.